Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are nearing retirement or enrolled in Medicare, you may think that your healthcare costs will stabilize. But our next guest says that some retirees may be caught off guard by an unexpected charge showing up on their Medicare bill called IRMA. That's I-R-M-A-A, which stands for Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount. Abby Mason is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, and she's on the phone to help us with this topic. Abby, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So tell us more about IRMA.
IRMA is a surcharge on Medicare Part B and Part D premiums. And if your income is above a certain threshold, you pay more than the standard Medicare premium. Most people don't anticipate having to pay more because they expect their income to drop in retirement. However, if you are a high income earner before retirement or take large distributions from your retirement account, you could pay IRMA.
Okay, and so how specifically is this calculation determined?
Right, so the Social Security Administration uses your adjusted gross income on your tax return you filed 2 years ago to determine IRMA. And they modify your adjusted gross income a little bit and add in other income items like tax-exempt interest. This year, if you are single with income over $106,000 or married with income over $212,000, you will pay IRMA.
And those numbers would be from your 2023 tax return?
Right.
And so I'm assuming that it probably is inflation adjusted, goes up every year.
Yes. IRMA is inflation adjusted every year.
How much is this penalty then if you are over those limits?
The amount you pay would vary by your income, and there's several tiers. So, you know, let's say your income puts you in that first tier. You're over $106,000 single or $212,000 married filing jointly. You would pay an extra $88 per month per person, and that's for both Medicare B and Medicare D. You know, the highest tier that you can go to can push that number up to $530 per month, but that's for incomes for single filers over $500,000. And if you're married filing jointly, your income would be over $750,000 to hit that highest tier.
So it could be thousands of dollars more per year that you maybe weren't expecting to pay for your Medicare premiums. Are you seeing clients of yours that are being hit by this that didn't know about it?
We do see clients that are in these IRMA thresholds and have to pay, you know, a surcharge on their Medicare premium. You know, retirement planning focuses on saving money in your retirement accounts, but withdrawing money from those retirement accounts is just as important. Because when you withdraw funds from retirement accounts, the distributions count as taxable income to you. So taking a large distribution from a retirement account or looking at converting a portion of your retirement account to a Roth, that could bump you into IRMA even if your lifestyle hasn't changed. Also, significant capital gains from selling rental property or selling appreciated securities in a taxable account could also trigger IRMA.
Well, is there any way for someone to appeal this and, you know, say, hey, look, this just isn't fair. That was 2 years ago this happened and, you know, I'm not making anything anymore now. Is this fair? Can I appeal this decision from the Social Security Administration?
Absolutely. So you can appeal IRMA by asking the Social Security Administration to redetermine, you know, the adjustment amount if you think the calculation was wrong or if you have a life-changing event that lowers your income. Let's say you retire this year and you begin receiving Medicare benefits. The Social Security Administration is going to look back at your 2023 income tax return to determine your Medicare adjustment amount. Most likely, your income this year is going to be less than 2023 when you were working and you were earning wages. In that case, you can file a form to request a redetermination instead of waiting, you know, for your tax return to catch up to your current income.
And so it sounds like you should, before you retire, start planning, you know, a couple of years in advance at least for this unseen penalty?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Abby, thank you so much for spending time with us today and helping us with this topic.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Abby Mason is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.